Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I've got some saucy news for you guys.
Ooh, what?
Saucy. All right. Okay. Ashley Madison's the dating website.
Yeah.
They've come out with their annual winter hot list.
Oh, now that's the website that you've got to be married to be a member of.
That is right. You have to be married to be part of that website, so you go on there. Based on all their sign-ups in the last year, they have compiled a list of the most adulterous cities in Australia.
Really?
Adulterous as in the cities where people are kind of, you know, getting it on. And Wollongong came in at number 15. Woohoo!
Oh, well done. We should be so proud. Wow.
We are number 15 in the most adulterous city in all of Australia. That's what they've come back with. Now, that's an interesting statistic, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Number 15. You mentioned earlier on that in Robinson we've got the big potato and they've got the big marina somewhere else and the big squid and all the rest. But, you know, being named like the 15th most adulterous town, it feels like somebody needs to capitalize on information like that.
Well, you know how they have like the street signs we used to have, the tidiest street 1996?
That's exactly where I'm going with this because, I mean, there's towns ahead of Wollongong, Rockhampton, Ballarat, the Gold Coast, and really they need to change the slogan. So, in a tradition of kind of helping out the community, we've compiled a couple of slogans especially for all those towns. Okay. All right. Like Mackay. Mackay's on the list. Snag a married guy in Mackay.
Oh, I like it. Nice. Yeah, very catchy.
You like
it? That's their byline. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Wollongong. Bang like a gong in Wollongong.
Nice. Or do something wrong in Wollongong.
Oh, look at you jumping in. Oh, I like your style. Okay. What about this one? Get your cans out in Canberra. Sure. That's a bit rude, okay? Rockhampton. They're number one. Oh. Get your rocks off of Rockhampton.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? It's like they were destined to be the place.
Yeah, you can
it's
see
gotta
it.
Happen. It's gotta happen.
You can see it happening in Rockhampton. Yeah. What about there's the Gold Coast are pretty high on the list. Gold Coast, we put out the most.
That's great. I really feel like, you know, all these these campaigns, these tourism campaigns you've got going, you should send them all to these towns. I really feel like that they will probably...
Got one more for you. Okay. And I reckon these guys really need to take this on board. Okay. It's Ballarat.
Okay. Yeah.
They're on the list.
Yeah.
All right. They're in the top 10. Ballarat, we're full of root rats.
How much time did you spend on this list?
Hours.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
House party.
You haven't had a house party?
Well, because, you know, there's something that you did when you were a teenager and the parents would go away and the kids would chuck a house party.
Ah, that sort of... Oh, like when parents are away, the kids will play kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Oh, cheeky.
So this Saturday... I am heading to a house party.
Oh, you cracked the invite.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
Her parents have gone away. Right. And she's having a house party at their house. She's only 48.
A 48-year-old. She's having a house party at her parents' house.
Yeah, so I got a Facebook message.
On.
I got a Facebook message probably a month ago now saying house party at Val and Shano's because they're going away.
Is that their name? Val and Shano.
Yeah.
Mom and dad are away. Yeah.
So the kids will play or the adults will play like their kids.
48? Is that a legitimate? I mean,
this is legit.
Can we class this as a house party?
Well, it is. Her parents are going away, and we're having the house party at her parents' house, not her house, at her parents' house.
Also, she has her own house.
She's got her own house. She's 48. She's got her own house and her own kids that really are at the age they should be throwing house parties when she goes away.
That's hilarious. She's hosting a house party at her parents' house.
It is so good.
In their absence.
I just actually think now that I've been talking about it, do we need to go dressed as we would have in the 90s? Do we need to wear retro clothes?
Surely you should. I mean, it's got to be official. I mean, you got to do it like the old days. But this is so bizarre. I mean, who does something like this?
Does
her parents know?
I don't know if her parents know. If Val or Shano know.
Yeah, maybe,
I might know. I hope they're not listening this morning because they might know now.
Can we get her on the phone? Like, who's actually, your mate? Either your mate or the parents. One or the
okay,
other.
Okay, well, I've got her number. I don't have Val or Shano's number. They're not in my address.
This is a big deal. You're doing a house, you know, it's a house party. It's old school. She prepared for, you know, are the police on notice?
Does she have a punch bowl?
All the usual sort of stuff. Big kegs, you know, what's going to happen?
Oh, let's call her.
Does she know that it's 2022 and you do not put house parties these days on social media?
Well, let's hope. Well, we got a Facebook group, but it was a private invite, so that's good. So we don't have any Corey Simpsons going on or whatever his name is. Corey Simpson, the one who had that house party?
Oh, yes.
The guy with the sunnies? Yeah. The yellow sunnies? Yeah, let's call her.
Val and Shannon. Wow, their house is going to get trashed.
Oh, God, because look.
By 48-year-olds.
I find the older you get, the worse you are, I think, because you don't get out much.
Your friend, did she have like a bit of a sheltered life from like about 17 to 19.
I didn't know her when she was younger, but her life's not sheltered now.
give us her number. Let's give her a call. If anything, just so that we can help her in the preparations.
That's right.
The least
make sure she's ticked everything off her list.
Exactly. Do the right thing.
House party at your parents' house when you're 48 and they're away.
That's so good.
We need to make sure that she's got this
I love
thing.
It.
She's got all of her ducks in a row. Can we get to what's her name? First name?
Yeah, Jackie.
Jackie, all right.
I don't know if she wanted me to say that.
Jackie!
Talk to Jackie next. Stay right there at Wave FM.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
House party. Oh yeah. Now, you just told us a couple of moments ago that you have received an invite from one of your friends. She's 48.
Yep.
Okay. She has a house of her own.
Yep.
She has kids of her own. Mm. However, she has said she's having a house party at her parents' house because her parents are away for the weekend.
That's right, Val and Shano going away, and so the kids are going to play.
It's like old school. It's like old school, but you're not.
Oh, no.
It's old school, but you actually know you are. You're old.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like I'm going to be channeling Will Ferrell from the movie Old School.
Oh. I mean, look, I think it's hilarious. I think it's a wonderful thing to do to relive your youth and all the rest. We got Jackie on the phone. This is your friend.
Yeah.
Jackie, do your parents know that you're taking over their house?
Well, started off a little small, just a couple of mates over, so they were happy with that. Now we've hired live music, food, we've got five kids happening, so the live music starts and we're going to make it massive.
Oh my goodness me. I can see wild animals, there'll be horses in the back garden.
I can see Hangover Part Series 4 happening this weekend.
Well, we do have Gatorade on hand, I think we'll be needing that the next morning. But I think they've got cameras up in their house, so we're going to cross live to them at some stage.
Oh, nice. I love it. Jackie, do they have a liquor cabinet? Because if my memory serves me, at some stage of the night, we usually get the liquor out and then make rocket fuel.
Yeah, definitely. So they've got a cellar. Anything with a red dot, we're not allowed to touch.
All right. So I feel like that. Have you done this before, Jackie? Because it sounds like that they're going into this quite prepared.
Well, you know what? I think they just think we're going to get it when they die anyway, so might as well let the three siblings bond together and have a little party.
Oh, well, these guys are cool dudes. I like their style. I mean, okay, so now what about, is there somebody going to be on sketch in case the police come over to break things up? You know, are you covered for all those sort of situations?
Well, I think we're all a bit too old to punch on now, and gate crashes. I think they'd probably come up the driveway, listen to the 80s music and go, yeah, there's nothing to see here.
That's right. And don't worry if you live in Black Butt because, as Jackie said, we're all in our 40s and 50s, so it'll be over by 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be watching Top Gun or something on the lounge. We'll be fine.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
Travis Winks may be the king when it comes to news across the Illawarra, but here's a few stories that Trav has kicked to the curb this morning.
Yeah.
I reckon they're crackers, so we'll see what you think. Hey? You might have seen this one actually on ACA last night, Jade and Damien. Claire Brown lives at Mount Druitt, is set to inherit a whopping $12 million estate.
Wow.
However, the inheritance has been frozen by family members and trustees of the 26-year-old. This is out of her dad's will, who sadly passed away. There are a couple of clauses in the will that Claire needs to address before getting access to that cash.
Okay, right. So he's put a little proviso over the moolah.
Clause number one.
Yes.
Get off your butt and get a job.
Ooh, good on him.
Ooh, shut down.
So Claire's
down.
A bit of a sponger, is she, by the sounds of it?
And clause number two, contribute something to society.
Oh, I like that, Dad. Good clauses.
$12 million And all you got to do to access that money is get a job, and she's digging her heels in.
The fact that the clauses are in there, clearly she's never worked a day in her life.
She's a lazy sod.
With $12 million, probably plans never to walk a day in her life.
That's how you really feel, David.
I'm reading between the lines.
I think you're right. Question, though. Look, growing up, your parents ever throw any clauses at you? You know, you're not going to get this until you do that? Like, what?
I mean, that's you know, the whole trick about being a parent. It's you're constantly barter, isn't it?
Everything's a bartering.
That's what we do, isn't it? You clean your bedroom, I will give you some lollies.
Yeah.
You can watch TV. I mean, I know when we were younger, because we were setting up our band, it was my brother and myself at that stage. I was on bass, he was on guitar. And we said, it would really be cool if we got some drums. And we convinced Mum and Dad to buy drums, like an awful set of drums. The worst. Pots would have been better.
Yeah.
And they said the proviso is someone has to play it. So we turned around to my young brother, Darren, and said, "Hey, Darren, do you ever want to play the drums?" The poor guy had no idea, but he was the pressure on us that he actually learned how to play the drums. Oh. Other than that, we had to pay man back.
Yeah. And it was a bad drum kit too.
Piece of rubbish.
I wanted a My Child doll. They were like massive back in the 80s and they were really expensive. So I only got one if I matched like my parents' dollar for dollar. Oh. Took me so long, like nearly 2 years to get this blooming doll. I got it finally. And then 6 weeks later, my big brother Joe, I remember we had a fight and he smashed its face on the concrete driveway and her nose got all the material got ripped. I was devastated.
No,
I don't even know what happened to her. My child.
That's harsh.
It was harsh.
That's a sad story.
Look, we've been chatting about this earlier this morning, but because of the pandemic, it seems monogamy is on the outs as people start to consider what else is out there. And it turns out people in the Illawarra don't look any further than this website, this app, Ashley Madison, that you can only join if you're married, apparently.
That's right, yeah. It's about,
and you want to hook
about
up.
Adultery.
Proud brag for the Illawarra. We have come in at number 15.
Snaps for us.
Number 15 on the list of the Australian cities that are a bit promiscuous.
Yes. Most adulterous.
So, look, a question for you. Maybe I'm living under a bit of a rock there in Oak Flats, but no names, no pack drill. Any of your friends ever have an affair or have an affair and get away with it?
I've known of a few people. I'm not going to get into them, but there's been a few people over the years and I've gone, ooh, look at you guys.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's hard to get away with it. You get caught eventually, but I know
it's
somebody.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
Surely.
Man. Well, my husband always says just one woman in my life's more than enough. It's stress enough. But I know a friend of mine, actually, friends of mine, they were like best friends, right? Oh. So they were a group of four, foursome. And they used to do everything together. And then what ended up happening was one of the guys and one of the girls ended up hooking up with each other and had an affair.
Uh-oh.
They got busted. So both those couples, those relationships dissolved.
Enemies.
Yeah.
The guy and the girl are still together now that had the affair. And then the stilted husband and wife of each of them, they end up getting together and they are together at the moment as well.
Wow.
So they kind of did a partner swap.
They did. I mean,
they're all happily paired off with the other person's partner.
So the two jilteds that got together, how's that working out?
So they ended up becoming friends out of their mutual spite for the other two. And they, you know, like get together and just rant and rave over them and then ended up hooking up themselves. So I guess all's well that ends well.
It's like a fairy tale. I mean, they all got their Prince Charmings in the end. They had to go. Very odd story. There you go.
All right, there you go.
End, I suppose.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien, I've just sent you guys, just open your emails and turn the sound off on your computers.
Yeah.
I've just sent you a video that you've got to check out of a brave Aussie pub owner. He's taken on a huge saltwater crocodile, squaring up to the beast with a kitchen appliance. So,
all right.
Have you guys
got
it?
Yeah,
got
the videos open?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, you guys push play on it.
Okay.
All right, there's a guy walking down to a big, huge crocodile.
He's walking down the stairs with a fry pan. Oh, God.
He just went down. Did you?
Okay, so...
He has just walked down the stairs to a crocodile that's easily longer than him.
Bigger than him, yeah.
With a frying pan and hit the crocodile...
On the head.
On the head with the frying pan.
And listen to the whack. Listen to the whack.
He's got a good arm. That must have been a cast iron frying pan. That was a good quality one. That was no Kmart frying pan.
None of your cheap aluminium Teflons.
No, that's right.
I mean, the crocodile lunged at him.
Fully.
He's after hitting it there with that frying pan like it's just a regular occurrence. It's something that he does on a regular. I'm going to deal with that crocodile, hit him with the frying pan.
You know what? I feel like that maybe that's what he does because he's walking down the stairs with the frying pan. There's nothing in it. And it's not like, so as he's walking downstairs, it's probably his weapon of choice.
Yeah, a bit of his go-to
against,
move.
Yeah, against the crocodile.
Now, this is the Goat Island Lodge, and this is the owner. He's called King, Kai Hansen, but they call him King. I can see why they call him King. And he's so brave too, right? Like, it's only a couple of years ago, Jade, that it could be this croc or another croc actually took his dog.
Really? Wow.
Oh, geez.
Do you know what I love about it too? He's so blasé. He just whacks it a couple of times with a frying pan, then continues talking and walks back up the stairs. It's like nothing's happened.
I got to say, this reminds me of a story. When my mum and dad arrived to Australia for the first time, they went out to a friend's house. They've got a farm.
Yeah.
And they went ahead of us. Okay, we were following behind in the car. But when they got there, this is their introduction to Australia. Dad got into the house and there was a wombat in the house. A full-on wombat.
So random. And
my mum starts screaming because this wombat starts running around the place. Yeah. And my dad, this is no word of a lie, had to pick up the wombat and kick it out of the house. Welcome to Australia. He picked up a full wombat and they've got the smelliest butts. I don't know if you've ever seen a wombat's butt. And he says it was the most disgusting thing he's ever done.
Wow.
And throw the wombat out of the house.
Drop kick a wombat out of the house the first day in Australia. You know you're in Australia, don't you?
Oh, gee, you know, he was expecting spiders, not a wombat.
That's gold.
A wombat.
Only in Australia. God, only I love in Australia. The place we live in.
There you go, that's it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM. Joke of the Damien.
All right, real quick one before I tell the proper one. My dad sent me this. He says, people broke into my garage and stole crates of Red Bull. How do they sleep at night? that's my dad. Okay, so there's an attorney. He's had a massive long day. Okay, he's been working really, really hard to try and get somebody off from being hung.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a guy called James Wright. And James Wright, he's going to get hung. And he's just like, geez, what can I do? So he spent all day trying to get clemency. Gets home really late. His wife is moaning. She's like, where have you been? You've been out all day. It's a bloody disgrace. Oh, how could you be like this? And the dinner is cold and you're going to have to heat it up. And he's just like, oh my God, if you knew the day I've just had. So he gets a shot of whiskey and he goes up and he gets in the bath and he has a big old soak. Anyway, while he's in the bath, the wife gets a call and the guy said, hey, good news, James Wright, he's not going to get hung, all right? Your husband did great work and James Wright's not going to get hung.
Awesome.
So she goes up the stairs and goes into the bathroom and she goes in, her husband's out of the bath and he's bent over and he's just kind of drying his legs and his ass and it's just ass in the air and she turns around and says, hey, they're not hanging right tonight. And he turns around and says, oh, for the love of God, woman, don't you ever stop. Jade, you don't get it, do you?
I do. It's about his balls, is it?
Come on, it's a good joke.
I am, I'm laughing.
Nah.
It's a sympathy laugh, but I'm still laughing.
You prefer my dad's joke.
I did. That was his good.
That was a cracker.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You'll make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.